Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, there we go. We got some people coming out on a good Friday out here. I know y'all going to be trick-or-treating a little bit, but why don't you get you some drinks out here? Why don't you come out here and get you a few drinks before you have to get out there with them kids? Hey, man, we start getting into you got a teen in your number. Maybe you should think about maybe backing off that trick-or-treat. I tell you, every year it's those ones. I could see them on that Ring camera that just take all of our candy and just put it all in their basket. Sometimes they steal our basket. All right? It's always y'all. Maybe y'all need to go and have somebody have a party at somebody's house and hang out and do that. I really do. I believe, for me, I'm going to tell my son, hey, baby, you're 11, baby. You got two more good ones in you. I don't know if 13, man, I don't know if you're going to go be trick-or-treating. Maybe we got to do a little something different. Maybe you can go as a helper. Go as a helper to your youngest.
Maybe you can take care of the baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
Helpers. Maybe you can be in the house and hand out the candy. By the way, those people have taken us handing out candy away from us. We've stopped. We've quit handing out candy because we keep having incidents with people at our door with the candy, so we've just stopped.
Yeah, you know, I blame it on the parents.
I do too.
I mean, I blame it on the parents. I mean, if you're letting your teenagers, you know, 13s and up, walk the streets and take a bunch of candy and roam around with a bunch of 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds that are walking around with their parents, yeah, and then you're not doing it in a cordial fashion. You're not doing it in a respectful manner. You're out there and your kids are out there stealing stuff and vandalizing stuff. I think you failed as a parent, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, pals. No, you can trick-or-treat until you're 18 for sure. I just disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. You go to a little high school costume party or something.
That's what I'm saying, right?
You can't trick-or-treat. How about that?
Play a little hide and go get it. Yeah,
that's right, man. What are we doing, man? Yeah, it just more times than not, man. Them kids that are a little older, a little bigger, they're out there ruining stuff. They're out there ruining stuff. They ain't out there to celebrate Halloween or enjoy Halloween. They're out there ruining stuff.
Yeah, man. I'll be the one to do it. Yeah, we'll throw a little Halloween party out here. Trey will host it. I'll have you some music.
Smoke in the garage, a little smoke machine in the garage, a little music in the garage.
Have a good time, man.
There you go.
There you go. Enjoy it. Hand out some candy.
Get them off the streets.
Have some pops. Like real pops. They're not the purple haze, but some real pops. You know, do the thing. All right, Tyler.
Soda pops, I think is what he's talking
about. Tyler, hit me with that music.
Hey, look out now.
There it is. All right, our Saturday slate, baby. I know it is a football Friday, but that also means a little college football as well. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can send in what games are your games of the week. Which games are you paying attention to the most? Are you watching? There's some interesting games. What was supposed to be this week's, and it felt like a lot of people cleared things out, what was supposed to be maybe the biggest game of the year this week, maybe one against two, is Ohio State and Penn State. A lot of people thought that was going to be a huge game because many people thought those would be top three, top four teams. Well, Penn State has since fired their coach, lost to UCLA, lost to Northwestern, and are now unranked. But that's a big one. Another big one in the SEC, Vandy, number nine Vandy, who had a big win against Missouri last week at home. They go to Austin to face Texas. Do we know if Arch Manning is playing in that? I know that was up in the air all week with Sark. Obviously, that'll make a big difference in that game. Number 18, Oklahoma, will go to Knoxville to play. Number 14, Tennessee, a surprising Cincinnati team that got beat by Nebraska week one but has looked really, really good offensively. They're number 17 traveling to Utah to go play the Utes. And then Miami at your old guy, Rich. Oh, what's my man's name? Over SMU.
Rhett Lashley.
Yeah, Rhett. I called him Rich. Rhett, what is his name?
Rhett Lashley.
Yeah, Rhett. Yeah, Rhett Lashley. SMU in Dallas. They got to take on the Miami Hurricanes coming up on Saturday as well. What is your game of the week? By the way, Arch Manning, game time decision still hasn't been decided. We'll see. I don't know, man. He looked pretty rough in that overtime period once he got hit against Mississippi State. But what's your game of the week?
Well, look, there's nothing about Arch Manning's play this year that says, yeah, let's miss a week of practice and then see if we can't go in arguably the biggest game of the year versus number nine Vandy. This is my game. This is my game. I think there's so many storylines with this game that it's must-see TV. I think Arch Manning, obviously, does he play, does he not play? And that storyline goes beyond does he play or does he not play. You look at his backup. If his backup came in last week and won the game, does the backup play better? Does the backup show some kind of stability offensively and allow this team to move the football and be more efficient than they were? What does that mean when Arch Manning comes back for Steve Sarkisian? Does he have a tough decision to make? I think also staying on the Texas side of this game right here, they're sitting at number 20 right now with two losses. You lose this game, you're done. The college football playoffs, they're not a thing this year. In a year that it was really hyped that you would be one of the top teams, and then there's the dynamic of you losing at home in the SEC to Vanderbilt. And I know Vanderbilt's a really good football team; they're a top 10 football team.
You don't think that's different anymore for Texas?
No, what?
Like people will look down on you for losing a Vandy.
Absolutely,
at home?
Absolutely. I still think Vandy is Vandy, and right now, if the university,
the top 10.
I get it. I'm not disrespecting by any means. I think across the football landscape, the University of Texas losing to Vandy is going to be a hard one to live down. Period. Not to mention, it comes at the expense of a college football playoff appearance. Not to mention that you haven't even got to the biggest game of the year, which is going to be versus Texas A&M. Later in the season. So, yeah, look, I don't necessarily agree with it, but it is what it is. Texas losing to Vandy is a non-negotiable in most Longhorns' eyes, I would imagine. Now, you flip that thing, the storyline behind Vandy is they got a chance to get into the college football playoffs if they can run the table. Now, they also have a chance to have a Heisman Trophy quarterback candidate at the quarterback position. He's already stated as much that he believes he's the best in the country and should be in the hunt.
He struck a Heisman pose last week.
He struck that joker, and when he was asked about it, they said, "Do you really believe?" He said, "Hell yeah, I believe." "What do you mean?" "Yeah, I believe it." Now you go on the road to
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas, and you play a big game, you knock off the Longhorns, and your team goes above number nine, and it's one more rung on the ladder of proving that Vandy is for real, then I think you'd absolutely have a quarterback that's going to New York if they play big this weekend.
They
would have beaten
LSU, Missouri, and Texas, all ranked teams in a row, with one loss against Alabama in a game that they played pretty good in that game.
Yeah, man, so that is a the storylines in this game are just – there's too many not to enjoy and not to tune in.
Yeah, my game of the week is this feels like maybe a potential upset brewing in Dallas. Rhett Lashley, who we'll see if SMU can hold on to him. They did make it to the college football playoff their first year joining the ACC, but I am not sure if they're going to be able to hold on to their coach with all of these openings you're looking at. Arkansas's got to be eyeing him amongst other teams. But they're 5-3, a little bit of a disappointment. They came into the season ranked. They're unranked right now. I just still haven't been really impressed with Miami. And then when you look at a lot of Miami's wins, they've got wins and played teams that were ranked. They probably played four ranked teams this year. A lot of those teams are looking a lot different now. Florida State feels it looks a lot different now. South Florida feels it looks a little bit different when they played them earlier this year. All right, Notre Dame is still, you know, looking pretty good. Florida, they fired their coach since, and that was one of their bitter wins. And they were down early to Stanford at home last week. And so, listen, Carson Beck has been one of the stories of the college football season early, especially with that first game and that first weekend against Notre Dame. I think Miami is most definitely on upset alert with SMU on Saturday, the way they've been playing lately. I'm not calling it, but I think this is a game that feels like one of those, you know, which will be November games where you could see an upset here with Miami.
I think it's very real, and I agree with you, Ron. Depending on what happens the rest of the season, Rhett Lashley could very easily be atop the list of coach candidates, head coaching candidates for Arkansas for sure, being that's where he went to school, that's where he's from. So, yeah, you go win this game, it'll go a long way towards that. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting one to watch, as some people saying mine would be A&M, but they're off this week. Yeah, they are. They do.
I tell you, it's a hell of a deal for A&M, man. I did not realize as you look through the schedule, you know, it's
do they have multiple bye weeks? I felt like they already had one.
Tyler would know.
This is their second one?
I thought so, yeah.
Well, that's nice. That's yeah, I mean, this a late bye week at this point for them with what they've been doing. Whew, that's nice.
Yeah.
Does everybody have two bye weeks now?
I know.
I mean,
those,
surely one team.
I know those teams that play, definitely that play in the week zero game. I think they get a second bye week. I'm not sure. A&M slid into there, baby. All I can say is that maroon money, man. That's what it is. Pay for that bye week, baby. Do they think?